A guest at one of our workshops said something, he said, regarding allowing, I still have creeping into my mind, though, an old saying, one has a right to swing their arms as much as they want, which to me was allowing, as long as they didn't interfere with my right to swing my arms, or as long as they didn't hit my nose. And so as I go through life, and I'm allowing other people to be and do and have whatever they want, when it interferes with what I want, or what we have agreed to in business, sometimes it's a little difficult not to at least call for a sticking to the agreement, or fulfilling their responsibilities as we had agreed.
As long as you have concern that another can interfere in your experience, or another can swing his arms into your face, then you are not really yet understanding how it is that you get what you get. As we are talking today, you can begin today to think only of what you are wanting, and then begin today to attract only what you are wanting. The question comes forth because yesterday or in your past you were not understanding this. You were inviting through your thought those who swing their arms into your face, and so now in this moment you say, what do I do about it? If there is someone who is in your experience now swinging their arms in an uncomfortable way, we say take your attention from them and they will go away. And in their place will come those who are comfortable to you, who are in harmony with you. But what usually happens is, as they swing their arms, as they do the things you are not wanting them to do, you give your attention to that, you get angrier about it, you get more upset about it, and by law of attraction, you attract more of that, until soon you have more than one in your experience. There are two or three or many. Take your attention from that which does not please you, and put your attention upon that which does please you, and you will change the momentum. Not instantly, but it will begin to change.